Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Introduzione al corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Val Morbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
My name is Antonella Valmorbida, and I'm here to present to all of you my course on international decentralized cooperation, which will take place in the context of the Faculty of Political Sciences here in Padova in the second semester. And it is included in the course of governance and political public policies of il corso di laurea magistrale. And the lessons will take place since the 22nd of February on Monday and Tuesday in the morning. The course, as I said, is about international decentralized cooperation, an international cooperation which is quite specific, related to local authorities and civil society groups which are engaged together usually to promote, and this is my case, local governance, and the topics which I'm experienced about, which is citizens' participation towards local governance. I'm especially prepared to deal with this course, which will be held in English, as you can hear, since I have been the director of a European organization, which name is the Association of the Local Democracy Agencies, which is based in Strasbourg and which is connected since its beginning with the Council of Europe. My organization is now composed of not far from 160 local authorities in Europe, and we are engaged in promoting international cooperation of our members, namely local authorities and civil society groups in Europe and in what we can say a large Europe, including the neighboring countries. In this context, I'm also expert of the Council of Europe and the Congress of Local and Regional Authorities in Europe to address together with them the problems of local governance and local government functioning all over Europe. My organization and myself are particularly engaged as well with the European Union structures. My organization in this last couple of years is one of the main organization and association with the issues of citizens' participation, and we are implementing several EU projects from different director generals and supported mainly by the European Commission. And I am elected in two main bodies at the European level. I'm the chair of a commission called the Commission for Civil Society and Democracy of the Conference of the Non-Governmental Organization of the Council of Europe, and lately appointed as well as a member of the steering committee of the Civil Society Forum for the Eastern Partnership of the European Union. The course you might be interested to attend is proposed to better understand which is the role of the local authorities in particular in the general context of the complex governance at the international level, and to understand what role the local authorities can have in promoting a better and sustainable development in Europe and in, as I said, in the neighboring countries. The decentralized cooperation is now, in this last 10 years, let's say so, is being recognized not only by the European Union but also at the UN level as one of the main instruments to do international cooperation, which was mainly done in the past only by NGOs or led by governmental assistance. Decentralized cooperation is now sustainable, long-lasting impact in the world of the international relations, and it is not only an instrument, but it is also today a promoter of innovative way to promote local good governance. In my course, I will report and share with all of you my experience, mainly developed in Southeast Europe, but further east as well. I have experience in most of the countries of Eastern Europe, in Southern Caucasus, down to Georgia, Azerbaijan, Armenia. I have experience in Russian-speaking countries, and a specific experience which will be hopefully reported during the course in some problematic countries dealing with governance and democratic processes like Belarus is. And in these last couple of years, some experience also developed in the Med areas to understand what kind of relationship Europe can have with the South as well. So to explain to you a little bit how the course will be developed for a few months, I sought to address the problem in a comparative manner. So I would like to present to the students how decentralized cooperation, so namely the cooperation of local authorities and civil society related to these local authorities, is understood from the different European states. Italy has a great experience in decentralized cooperation, which is different from a legal perspective from, and also from historical perspective, from other countries in Europe. I have quite an extensive knowledge of France is involved. I will present also some other experience like Germany, the Nordic countries, the UK and the Commonwealth dealing with international decentralized cooperation, and as I said, Eastern Europe. The comparative presentation will be composed of several points, like the legal aspects of international decentralized cooperation, which is of course a very important basis for the implementation of this cooperation. Then some keynotes on the actions and specific initiatives that I can report about. There are also some historical background, just to mention, for instance, the context of the colonies, both for France or the UK, how history is influencing their international cooperation and also consequently the decentralized cooperation itself. Then I will deal with practical way of addressing the issue of decentralized cooperation, how this is expressed as well at the European level and how it is at the forefront of the European integration and strengthening the enlargement of the European Union. Now most of the international programs of the EU, both in the enlargement perspective and in the neighboring countries, programs are integrated with decentralized programs. Most of them are called, and some of you may have heard about that, they are called non-state actors programs, which involves local authorities and civil society groups. I can also report on different approaches to decentralized cooperation in the third countries, how it is different from one country from another. There is a whole thing which is extremely important and which is dealing with policy rather than project implementation. It's called the city diplomacy. This decentralized cooperation brought a lot of interest of the local government in their potentiality of bringing diplomatic status to their actions, just to name, for instance, the role of the local authorities in some of the projects which are dealt in the Middle East, for instance. And then a sort of SWOT analysis of what is good and strong and what is weak in the decentralized cooperation process. A whole part of the course will be dedicated to Europe and decentralized cooperation. This is something that I'm quite well prepared about. There is a whole spectrum of programs and policies of the European Union and the Council of Europe dealing with decentralized cooperation, and I will be pleased to discuss and to go deep into details about this perspective of the European Union about that. Then, being in Italy, I cannot avoid to go a little bit further in details in what decentralized cooperation means in Italy. A specific role about these topics is now managed directly by the regions, I would say mainly the regions. There is a specific also component of civil society actors dealing with decentralized cooperation in Italy, and I'm sure there will be plenty of interesting things to say about that. I can also, if this is the case, report about the principal actors which are leading the decentralized cooperation process in Italy with the support of the state. There are also some institutional references, historical notes regarding the specific country, which is Italy. On the other hand, I think as a case study, we can easily bring my experience and the experience of the local democracy agencies and what we experienced in Southeast Europe, further in the east, in Southern Caucasus, and how a long-lasting presence in decentralized cooperation can give an impact on democratic processes in these countries, which went through different turmoils in these last 10 years. My course will also be completed with the participation of different keynote speakers, both from local authorities, from international organizations, and from local governments, which are good examples to understand what is the importance and the impact given by the decentralized cooperation. To conclude and to sum up the presentation, the objectives of the course are a full understanding of what decentralized cooperation is and what is the importance and the added value that decentralized actions can give to international cooperation as a whole. What is the added value as well that the decentralized cooperation can give to local government issues and to general local governance itself. It is also a manner and a way to open the perspective of the students of the master, who are mostly interested in public policies, and to understand how international cooperation for local governments and public services can be an added value to better implement their role and to give better services to the citizens. There is also a general objective which is shared by all the professors of the master, which is the wish to enlarge the view and the perspective of the students and understanding of a wider concept of Europe. My course will be able to spread over European Union, the 27 member states, not only, as I said, I will bring the Council of Europe members included in the course. We will be mostly working in presentation, exchanges of views, working groups and case studies. I think it concludes the objectives of the masters, of the master of this course of the political Faculty of Political Science, where we want to study all together the role of local governance in terms of accountability, transparency for a better services to citizens.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.